Prince Edward County played a significant role in the development of the Avro Aero. In the early 1950s, models designed by Canadian engineers were launched 6,000 meters into the air and 14 kilometers over Lake Ontario from Point Peter at the south end of the county. The models were equipped with instruments capable of transmitting data back to shore. Those models guided the engineers as they designed and built the delta-winged aircraft capable of flying at twice the speed of sound with the intention of intercepting Cold War Soviet bombers. The project was abruptly canceled, and the controversy around that decision is still studied today. Jeff Young is a retired engineer and model maker who shares his passion for the history of the Aero at the Marinews Museum in South Bay, Prince Edward County. He gave a detailed presentation to a room full of airplane aficionados about the Aero and its connection to the county. Jeff tells us more. Jeff, you come from a railroad background. How did you become interested in the Avro Aero?
Well, born and raised in Trenton, my dad and mom have both served in the Air Force. My dad was very good at instilling me an interest in planes. Something to do was go. Dad would always go, lots of Lancaster flying over. You're not going to see many more of those. So he, very passionate, he was a model builder himself of the aircraft. He instilled that and I knew of the Avro Aero very early in my life, but there was always a passion. It's never just trains, but planes, and I'm also interested in ships and shipbuilding and that. So the transportation thing. So the Avro Aero, in studying aeronautics in university, we knew of the story of the Avro Aero. Just grows on you, and there has been things like the CBC movie about the Avro, and like I said, books. There are, got dozens and dozens of books on the Avro Aero, but it's just such a Canadian story, but a sad story.
It is a sad story, yeah. You seem to have such a passion for it. It's not just giving out facts. You absolutely love this. It looks like you do anyway.
Yeah, it's, I would say my retirement project after government, and you got lots of time. I wrote a book about one of the railways I built models off up in Huntsville. It's not county, but it was a retirement project that you start building models and you find information as part of the research, and it fires your passion. Like, this was, I'll build this model, and then finding information of what people were doing down there and having people come in and tell me, oh, we remember what was going on down there. It's just, adds to the story,
And
it fires the passion. Right?
Yes. Yes, and there would be people still around that would remember all of that.
Yeah,
it's quite something. It's like I was telling you before, in Hamilton, I remember hearing the supersonic boom. Can you tell me a little bit about the trail, the Avro Aero Trail?
The Avro Aero Trail was put together primarily by the county museums, but you go to one museum and you come down to the county and travel along. This gives you incentive to visit other places and with a theme, and the theme was the Avro Aero and so forth.
There are several sites.
Yeah, the National Air Force Museum in Trenton is part of it. The Hastings and Prince Edward Regiment is also the second site. Third site is Base 31, the hangar in which they have the Avro Lancaster is there. Down at Point Peter, will be a marker hopefully someday and to commemorate the important work that was down there. And of course, our site, the Mariners Memorial Park and the Avro Aero Gallery, which has the story panels of the Avro Aero and artifacts and the velvet glove history that they found out in the lake. And some of the equipment and so forth when the race, the Aero team went up to look for these models 2017 to 2020.
Yeah, I remember that. We came in 2013. I remember them doing it and I'm going like, what? Avro Aero stuff down out in Point Peter?
That was a lot of the time, a lot of people heard about it and the money.
Yeah.
And it was also in the Aero. They're called arrowheads because they're so passionate about the Avro Aero and build models and the books and that. It is a large, large group. In fact, there is a 2/3 size, hopefully someday flying replica of the Avro Aero being built out in Western Canada. And there are bits and pieces of people just trying to restore one of the Orenda Iroquois engines. I think it's in Calgary, I'm not sure.
Still lots of people with passion for it. You seem very interested in history. How did that happen?
I always had an interest in trains and anything old, and moving back here to the county. It's just the history and telling stories and finding out things that people didn't know about or forgot about. It's just, it drives me to get involved in history.
And do you have anything else to add?
No, I just, other than hopefully come visit us, the county museums, come down to Mariners Park Museum and visit. We're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and I'm there most Friday afternoons interpreting the Avro. Glad to see you.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.